aspiration creates a more divine existence. Lila Madhurya. So now and then, few and far between, it is found that these self-satisfied Atmaram, they are captured by some higher agency. They are discharged, their balance discharged. Mahaprabhu told the Bhagavad to Vasudeva and by this you can guess that there is superior existence. By prayena munayo rajam nivritta vidhishedata nirgunnastha raman tresna gunan kathane hari. They find pleasure. When they talk about the fastings of the superior entity. Though they have no wants, they do not admit that they have got any wants in life. But still some positive existence of the higher society they admit. Here now and then we find it mentioned in the scripture. After following that thread, we have to find out that there is world. And if we do a scientific way, the scientific search is possible about that. But we first need surrender. And the degree of surrender, you will be allowed to find within you that one coming down. This is devotional area. Your devotional area is such. Not only you will be passive, not aggressive, passive, and the most inviting nature, heart, creates hunger, expecting helpless expectation. These two things may come or may not come. May come or may not come, you have to wait for years. Sometimes a peak will come, sometimes a rain will drown. But other things will be all testless. Vyaktiyannatta. No other things of this mundane world will be able to produce any small point of satisfaction. No. Waiting for that. It will be there. That peculiar type of ecstasy. Otherwise, life is useless, testless. Testless without any fulfillment. That's why that will convince us that the fulfillment of your life is very, very high standard. At that time, the life of the devotees can help you with a great deal, as it is given in Ambrosia, Pravanna Jivanamata. The realization of the great personages, that will encourage you in that. Oh, here I come, how happy. They have become coming in connection with that that great substance of existence. These are the weakness, evidence. The faster and the sharper. They will be our beacon light. Beacon light in the uncertain future of us. The beacon light will give up hope. Lighthouses. At every stage, our capital will be those lighthouses. and in Parmitoshan, nice houses with our guides. They come back. That is the of solace to us, some. And they are like how happier than us. And they are us. So the path of faith. Path of faith. And the hope. And the negative, that is that what we already got, that is nothing. That will push us. But as you got, this has got no value. But what prospect we hear about us, that is very hopeful. Very hopeful. And what we have realized already, and this is not sufficient. I am not satisfied with my present position. But Atmaram, one who is satisfied with his own, the prospect of his own position as soul, jiva soul. That is the layer where they find satisfaction with their own present realization. But very few of them, they take a risk to go above, and they then find those become like uncertain area, how to go. But it is very easy when they are in a group, always in a group. In the group, by the help of one another, they can march in an unknown area. Sanghabaddha, sadhusam. It becomes very easy. Of similar nature, a particular group, they are marching towards the unknown. And with the guidance of the Shastra Father.
Maharaj, we like to feel that we're part of your group.
Huh?
We like to feel that we are part of your group.
Hello? Part that?
But he says we like to feel that we are part of your group.
Maybe some lifetime.
But you know how to read the map.
I am swimming in the ocean with the broken right to Guru Maharaj and the other so many. It is infinite. None can say that I have made some tangible progress. But it is infinite. Gold, holy gold, holy gold. I want to be property. I am master's property. We have to consider like that.
Who's
not
property?
Master, property of my master, and not master of myself. That should be our position. There will be someone who will take care of me as his property. As his property. That will be our fortune, good fortune. That some higher agent will think me myself as his property, he will take care of himself.
So that is why we came here, Maharaj.
The medicine which you are dealing is very potent. The medicine?
Practical. If we really want to come in connection with Shuddha Bhakti, what is the pure devotion? How far the faith should go? He's died to live. The Hegelian expression, very helpful. Died to live. Sudhir Goswami Maharaj, he wanted to give the name of the book Die to Live. I don't know. The search for Sri Krishna. Krishnanga, Brahma Jigyasa. In Ved we find Vedanta, Brahma Jigyasa. A general heading of the whole structure. Asatu Brahma Jigyasa in Vedanta. And that was when giving life came to the hand of Mahaprabhu, Krishna Anusandhanam, search for Krishna. What is Brahma Jigyasa in the plane of knowledge? Brahma Jigyasa, I like to make enquiries about the Absolute. He is a subject, he wants to inquire about the Absolute. And the Absolute is personified to Mahaprabhu, Krishna. And he is mad, I am searching Krishna, where is Krishna? And life is given to Brahma Jigyasa. Then the Brahma Jigyasa became Krishna Anusandhanam. He's personal, he's loving, he's beautiful. I am mad to find him. That Absolute. And that Brahma is endowed with love. Then no longer inquiry, but I am mad to find out him. My other half, I can't stand. Half. I can't tolerate my half position. I want my fulfillment with the other half, coming in connection with the other half. Mad in inquiry. The Brahma Jigyasa is an abstract thing, like seems to be a luxury. To be a Vaishnava, the Vedanta inquiry would be like a type of luxury. But I am living, the Jigyasa, when endowed with life, it will come, I am searching, madly searching. What is that beauty? What is that love, sweetness, my friend? I want to meet him. That came in Mahaprabhu, and came in the hand of Mahaprabhu. That inquiry after the Absolute in Vedanta, that got a life. As Krishna Anusandhanam, search about Krishna, for Krishna. As a general attitude, search for Krishna. And how? That is possible. So I wanted to add in the title, in the lower portion, through dedication. And what is the characteristic of dedication? Die to live. And love means, I die to live. That is love divine. Every second you are dying, and through that new death you are attaining, just as a diver in the sea who searches for the jewels within the ocean. The diver, Dubodhi, in every dive he comes out with some new jewelry. So, dive to live. Accept something like death and come out with new jewel in your hand. Go for it. Die to the search for the Krishna. And also I added that first, in the beginning, all risk, no gain. But when we make some progress, then we find all success and no risk. No risk also. What I thought to be a risk, that was maya, unnecessary. That is diseased condition. I thought that this is my health. A mortal body, this is a good property. I thought. But when I get confused, get out of this mortal area and find an eternal identification of myself. Oh, this was a diseased body. To come and live in body, that is a diseased condition of the soul. So what is all gain for me at a higher position? And at the present we shall say, all risk, no gain, there is no hope, but fixed and sure, certain hope, until I can come to that position, and that is independent of me. Higher existence. Only by their sweet will I can be taken in. I have nothing to be, only my fortune. But there is still that sort of a realm existing, existing. Gold.
Maharaj, the Prapitara Sata Dushini. Difficult.
And there are hundreds of defects in the imitationist school.
Imitationist. Should it be Vaishnava imitationist?
Imitationist of the true Vaishnavism.
For the Western countries, it has to be presented in a way they can relate to it.
Be careful about this Siddha Vaishnava, so-called imitationist Vaishnava. Hundreds of warnings against the physical charm of Siddha Vaishnava.
Physical charm. Physical charm.
Physical and mental also, material charm of the situation. What is this called? Beacon. They are inviting, come to us, we are Vaishnava. But be careful. And it's up.
One hundred warnings.
Warning.
Not false, warnings.
Warning against the call of the Siddha Vaishnava, Timshi, imitation. Little water, half a glass. Okay.
Kiranas.
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 I have read many times.
You have read?
Many times.
About Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's love for the printing press.
Yes.
Could you tell me?
He gave the name of Brihat Madanga. The greater Madanga means that playing music instrument, Madanga. Brihat Madanga. It is very big Madanga, whose sound will go far, far away. That name was given to press by him. And we are told that you are getting the chance of utilizing yourself in that Brihatmalam. And you have got some ability to do that. Aranya Maharaj has intimated that he may help the place affairs nicely. When he will come, he has got a good mind to do that. And he is able also to do that.
Every day, that would be taken into Calcutta for distribution by train, or how was that? How did that work?
Nadia Prakash.
Nadia Prakash, yes. How was that distributed in Calcutta?
By conversation in Navadvip, then Calcutta, so many subscribers, mm-hmm. and the preaching party moved from to the different parts of the country. They also collected that Graham Kitty brother, subscribers mm-hmm. in this way. And also in the Calcutta market, in the Navadvip area station, big stations also there, like Hoka. The Brahmacharin used to spread like Hoka. Red flag Brahmachari, Hoka, Nadia Paka, Asak Press. Ek Paisa, Nadia Paka.
Ek paisa.
One paisa.
Acha.
Distributed. Other so many persons used to come to ridicule those boys. Now you have no parents to take care of you. You are let loose for this unnecessary activity. What are you doing? You are devouring, swallowing your own future. You boy, go home. With red blood come to campus and newspaper. What is Nadia Baka? You are faced with such adverse position and pushing Nadia Baka. As you are doing something more civilized way, canvassing books, and you want something, donation. Especially in the enemy camp, there was this Navadvip town, was the enemy camp, the Babaji and the Goshan. It is particularly meant for them. You, Babaji, not against, writings are against Babaji and the Goshan, and the smart of Pandit. So Navadvip is a good place to circulate. Rupa's attitude was, as I saw, totalitarian war against Maya. What you used to say? What is what lacking? What support? And the Maya has gone. Yeah? It has got nothing to produce against Krishna consciousness. It is all blissful, yeah? All hopeful, all satisfied. What Maya has got instead to give, that is very small, scanty, and the hateful things Maya is coming to offer. Why that Maya cannot be disparate? Also, with the help of Krishna consciousness, why the people will be deceived with material, the charm of material civilization? Demolish it with Krishna consciousness. All must be full of Krishna consciousness. How happy is this? What Miss Maya has got in her side to speak about against Krishna consciousness, demolish it. attack the higher agents of the of Maya, the civilization. The generals of present civilization approach them, fight and finish them. Why we allow ourselves to be engaged travel in the jaw of death? Is a plain thing. The Rishi Maharaj told us this is the most wonderful thing in the world, the only wonderful thing. The Dharma was asked him that what is the most wonderful thing you find in the world? But sir, according to me, the most wonderful thing is every day we meet with death, time persons die. Still we try to engage our energy to construct things here, above here. Our prospect still we try to find here. This cannot give us a real impression to our mind that you will have to go and not to return. I shall have to go from this position, not to return. But still I am maintaining, trying to maintain, to consolidate this position. All our energy I am devoting to consolidate my position, knowing surely that I must leave it for eternity. So foolish I am that this is the most astonishing thing to me, my impression. The most astonishing thing in the world is this Maya. I shall leave my position eternal. Still I consolidate my position. Whole energy I engage there and do not do anything for my future. Most astonishing. Such an astonishing thing I don't find in the world any longer. Ahannahani bhutani gacchanti yamamandiram. Shesha sthiratvam icchanti. But it is impossible to know surely. Sthiratvam icchanti. Now I shall live. I shall live. With this mentality, he is engaging whole of his energy to consolidate his present position. This is Maya, most wonderful. And Krishna says in Gita, Ascharya Vatis Ascharya. Ascharya Vat Pashyati Koshti Denam. Ascharya Vat Vadati Tathai Vachanyam. Ascharya Vat Kainyam Annasrenati Suttapenam Vedanatai Vakashti. When one comes to realize his own position in the, as a soul in the spiritual plane, he is dumbfounded. Oh. I am so safe from mortality. I have got so much higher aspiration of life. When he thinks of his own position, he becomes wondered that when he goes to speak to others about his own position, he feels the strangeness of that character thing. And who can hear, can listen, get the chance of listening of that thing? He also being enchanted. Such a position is possible for us, and we are the child of that side, wonderful side. And we tell him, the wonderful child, a child, we are wonderful child of the wonderful child. And then, from that is the beginning, and then more and more wonder after wonder, culminating in Vrindavan, Krishna Katra, and the feast of the Gopi. There is a saying in a Sanskrit shloka. The smarta generally talk about that shloka. I heard in my home also, and when I went to preach in Kitagan, a group of Sanskrit pandits, they also came with this shloka. The shloka I don't remember. But the substance is, after the writing all the scriptures, in the last shloka, Vedavyasa told that, O you, unknown and unknowable, I have taken you down through my description to different shapes and forms. Please forgive me for that. So with this shloka they want to say that the form worshipper, the Vaishnavas, they are of lower position, but the highest position is that maybe impersonal conception, unknown and known. Vedavyasa has asked for forgiveness from the heart to bring him down in the so many formality of this world. So, the unknown and unknowable, impersonal position, I told him, I'm trying. So this is already in many places it is told. Apani padu javanu grihita pushyapta jukhu. It is like a similar thing. No mundane, but all the spiritual shape, quality, all these things, not mundane. Prakita nishadhi kare aprakita sthava. But transcendental specification, differentiation is there. But we can suddenly, in general, we take them to be mundane. Pashyati achakhu. He can see, but he has not eyes. What does it mean? That he has not this mundane eye. So mundane feet, mundane hand, that has been denied. But he has got, is full with spiritual qualifications of every possible sensation, inception, knowledge, conclusion, everything is there. It is only to mean that. And that is everywhere. Pashyatta-chakhu. Everything comes from him, everything maintained in him, and everything in enters into him. What does it mean? Mahaprabhu told the Sarva-bhava. Coming from him, that is apadam, panchami. And maintained in him, this is saptami, adhikara. Again entering, this is ditya. So, special characteristic of him is written here. No speciality, no differentiated character has been discarded or denied. But mundane characteristic has been taken off, the screen taken off. Yoritam Devi Vasudev Ghosh. If Gauranga did not come here in this plane, then who will, who could convince, who would give us to know that everything is there for which we feel necessity in this world, as a whole soul represented there. and everything, every part of it is wholesome and perfect. Even stealing, lying, that has got divine character. To steal, everything has got divine character. And that is the highest quarter. Harmonizing everything. All details taken there, it is only a reflection here. But originally, everything which satisfies all hankering is there, well represented. Only Gauranga came with this idea here, that nothing is left to be lost. Everything is kept. Everything from you get here, all the details, everything there. And it is a perverted reflection. Only difference that this is bad and that is good. Everything is good. And everything has its good representation in the highest idea. Nothing to be left. Wholesome we can retain. All the satisfaction of all our inner hankering is possible there to the fullest extent and inconceivably fullest extent. Whatever inner hankering you have within you, everything to be satisfied and in a very wonderful, beautiful way. This whole self hope that Gauranga has taken to us. Natiya gaiya koi dasuna. And the method, only chant and dance, and you would, from iron you will turn to be gold. No other method like tapasya, any painful penances, nothing of the kind. Only sing and dance, and the iron will be converted into gold. Come with me. The gold is beauty, and the means also beauty. Beautiful. Only you must come with your own self, not a second imitative self, ego. You must come out sincerely with your own self. Sincere, be sincere. What is necessary, you yourself have to come, no representation, no double, no cheating. Only this is the cause. You must come yourself and join in my song and dancing party. I will take you to that beautiful hotel and you will have everything there satisfied. Every nook and corner of your heart is represented there with fulfillment.
Very restless.
All serving mode. Enjoyment means assertion, assert, aggression, enjoyment. So as there is a mood of enjoyment, aggression, there cannot be that sort of humility. Humility can't allow us to enjoy. All serving spirit, whatever it may be, are fine points to understand and to practice accordingly. Yeah?
Kiranas.
Taruru Vishwishnu, though aggressed, still to our extreme uh, patience. We have to tolerate it. Very, very difficult thing. For a living person. But thereby we can repay very soon all the debt we have incurred here in this plane. Debt incurring every moment, causing molestation to the environment for the maintenance of this physical affairs. So how to get out? Yajna sat karmanin natra. Whatever you do, do for the center. Try to connect with the center. And another, what you have done already for that Trinada Vishwani, Sarvara Vishwani, Amani Mamala. Guru Bhul, all divine, the highest order of divinity. All the highest order. If we are trained in that way, we can have place in the higher sphere, in the higher gentleman's country. No aggressive spirit, no entrance, no admission there. All give, never take. Suppose it. We are in the midst of the competition of aggression. We are now child of that soil. No aggression, no life. But our highest idea is given. Our best prospect. That non-aggression and to be open to all sorts of aggression. Are you ready? Are you ready? Then you would be led to the gentleman's country. He has all gunda, rowdy. Bhaktisiddhanta Babaji, well, who is giving, he is a thief, and who is taking, he is also a thief. Both parties, Sanjay and Jai Gaurendu, when they heard this from me, that Bhaktisiddhanta Babaji, the taker and the giver, both parties are blackmailing their thieves. They avoided my company.
Ran away.
We cannot but continue our money making by hook or by hack, maybe white. They are afraid of coming this side. That the giver are also thieves. The taker, giver, both the parties, they are thieves. All the transaction of giving and taking is illegal here. Who is the owner? None is owner here. They themselves are the properties of someone. So this is all malpractice. Whatever do, we do all malpractices. Malpractices. Karma dosha vadakti ki. And Kant also said that no action can be